Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. The 2016 Food and Wine Festival is upon us, and it's a great time to get down to Walt Disney World. And it's not too late. If you haven't planned your vacation for this fall, you can do that. The agents over at the Magic for Less are standing by to take care of any trip planning requests that you may have. Hey, get down there and check out the new Rockin' Burger Block Party. It's a new offering for the Food and Wine Festival here in 2016. And it's a great time to travel. Weather's great. Of course, you have the other parks you can visit and just have an awesome time. So if you want to escape down to Walt Disney World this fall to check out the International Food and Wine Festival, drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1068 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. We made it through another work week. And yes, today is one of the happiest days of the year, folks. You know it. It's like Christmas Day. It's like the first day of college football. It is the release date for the new iPhone. That's right. Today's the day that any brown truck that goes down my street, I jump up and I look and it goes whizzing past my house and I grab
like
my phone.
Then
I grab my phone and I check my UPS app to make sure. Yep, I'm still out for delivery. So I'm looking for my phone. I know I shouldn't get this excited over Apple devices, but that's what I do. And I know there's some of you out there that feel the same way. So, you know, buy right about now. Hopefully, you know, the Be Our Guest podcast sounds great in those stereo speakers. We're twice as loud and probably half as funny and informative. We're gonna sound awesome in those AirPods come late October.
AirPods, I'm just saying, that's what they're for. Okay.
We're gonna sound $160 worth better. It come late October.
Those
wirelessly.
Suckers cost $160.
$169, but I mean, you know, that's what you can get me for the Christmas show. You can get me that.
Oh yeah, no, you can get me that.
We'll see how it goes. So anyway, if I'm not around on the social media, it's because I'm changing from phone to phone, updating. But man, you can bet I'll be tweeting up a storm this weekend from the zoo. So be ready for that. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less, freshly tanned from being out on the islands, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
Yes, the tan is still here for now. Let's hope that it stays that way, but it probably won't. I'm excited to be here. Maybe getting a little jet lagged, but I'm here, so that's something.
That is something.
That is something.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam, I know you get it—the Apple thing. What's up?
I did. Mine's already on order, and I have to say, after close to 20 years with AT&T. I had to switch to Verizon.
Ooh, yeah. that's controversial.
Yeah. I know, right?
Which Jamie Foxx are you with, right?
No, just had to do it. Like, since AT&T, remember they used to always have the pricing that you would get a fairly decent deal on the iPhone, and then you were with them for 2 years, and Steve and I switched back and forth with the contract, who was going to get the new iPhone, blah, 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 blah. The answer's always me, by the way. But
right, of course. Yeah.
But, you know, so after all that, we had to switch because they have no flexibility in their ability to make things happen, even if you've been with them for 20 years. So,
yeah,
whatevs.
That makes sense.
But anyway, so yes. And I wanted to share, I have big news. Okay, you ready? Ooh. We might need a drum roll for this.
So I am going to be taking Magical Express in November.
Yes. Stop the presses and make the signs, people.
It is true.
You should see the look on my face. It's shocked.
Hannah and I fly down the evening before Steve can come down. And he was like, do you want to rent the car? Do you want me to rent the car? Whatever. Hannah and I were getting in late, and I'm like, I've never taken it, like, seriously never taken Magical Express. And Hannah's like, come on, Mom, we can do it. So, anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, as of this moment, right now, because I haven't backed out, I'm taking
it. Could still change.
I've also heard once you go Magical Express, you can never go back. You know, it's like one of those things, like when you get a veranda on a cruise ship. You know, you just can never step it back, so just be ready.
No, Steve's already driving back to the airport. He'll be there for that. So
you may turn the rental car in. You never know. You may just be like, hey, we don't need this. This is like a luxury we don't need. Maybe not. I know you guys. I'm just playing. All right. Anyway, let's get to the meat of the show here. We're talking Would You Rather. That's right. One of our favorite games from, you know, we've probably done this 20 times before. But hey, it never gets old. And it's a Friday and I want to play with my iPhone. So let's get to it. And I have the first one. I have to tell you. I'm telling you, I love these things. I know it's stupid. I get it. And everybody looks at me weird because I get so excited over just a phone. But whatever. So anyway, my first one, I've been thinking long and hard on this one. Here it goes. Okay, so we got to go Would You Rather. And I'm giving you kind of a tough one, I think, right off the bat. So an evening with friends, like we have down at the race weekends, you know, and all of our vacations. Would you rather spend the evening over at Trader Sam's or the Nomad Lounge? Pam, you are up. Which one?
So I'm going to pretend for my answer that it's a really nice night, weather-wise. And I want to go over to the Nomad Lounge. And the reason why is that I'm going to take advantage of that beautiful Florida weather, which it is so many times during the year. And just kind of, you know, the Animal Kingdom theme park is so themed. And it's kind of a lush and tropical area, and it has some lovely views, and it's still new, and it has the lizard drink, if nothing else. I mean, the lizard drink. But I just want to just sit there and suck it all in, because as much as I love Trader Sam's, it's not like the kind of place that you can hang out and have great conversation, right? Because there's always like some special effect going on.
Somebody's chair is always like going down. Like, what is wrong with you? I'm trying to talk to you eye to eye and you're down on the floor. What is wrong?
Listen to me. Or there's people swimming around, or there's, you know, odd sound effects going on, or we all have to say, right. So I think that I'm gonna try the Nomad Lounge, because I feel like I'm just going to be able to hang out there, nurse my drink, and have some good conversation in a great little themed location.
All right, Ricky, what do you say?
Well, first we have someone to ask where the Nomad Lounge is, so I'm going to answer that question. And the Nomad Lounge is attached to Tiffin's at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So it's the brand new lounge there. And of course, Trader Sam's is at Disney's Polynesian, so I just wanted to answer that question. But anyway, I think I'm actually with Pam on this one. I think I would rather enjoy a nice leisurely evening at the Nomad Lounge. And it's for the same reasons. You know, I think that it's a great place to go for conversation. I don't feel, obviously, yet it hasn't gotten as popular as, you know, Trader Sam's has. Although I think that Trader Sam's popularity may be dying down just a little bit. Not totally, you know, obviously it's still a popular place to go, but it's not the, you know, hour-long wait that you had, you know, a couple years ago when you first wanted to go there and, you know, had to wait in line and put your name on a list and stuff like that. I think it's a little more manageable now. But I think that you can, I'm going to sound so old lady. You can see a little bit better.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can see my chick. I can see my ticket.
Got my spectacles.
Do I get an AARP discount on this dirt lizard drink?
Oh God, I sound so old. I can't dig myself out of this hole.
Light for my phone to light up the menu.
I get my 10%. It's a Wednesday.
I see your faces when I talk to you, which maybe I don't want to see your faces anymore.
Not right now.
So anyway, yeah, I think that, and I like the outside patio option as well. If it is a nice night, you can go out there and relax and sit on a couch out there. I like the idea of it because they have some couches in the Nomad. I just really like the idea of that. So anyway, I'm going Nomad Lounge. I know that's probably surprising, and I'm an old lady. It's fine. Whatever.
We're going to tag it Nomad Lounge, the geriatric
voice. That's it.
I love it. Oh my God, that's perfect.
It is. You know what?
I don't know why Disney hasn't adopted that already.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe because they would never get anybody sitting there now.
And people are agreeing with you in the chat, which is even scarier. So what can you do? But, you know, I'm actually going to make it 3 for 3 because I said hanging out with friends in the outdoor covered area there with the ceiling fans and the couches. It almost makes it feel like you're hanging in somebody's basement, just catching up. And
yes!
You just don't have a lot of places like that at Walt Disney World. And I agree with exactly what Pam was saying. While Trader Sam's is fun and the theming and the atmosphere, it is not really conducive to catching up with, you know, a group of 10. You know, you may be sitting at a table of 3 or 4, and maybe you're at 3 or 4 different tables, but it's really hard to catch up. But I really felt that night we spent there that, you know, we were just hanging at somebody's house and having drinks and getting to, you know, see each other eye to eye. As much as I made fun of Ricky for that, you can actually carry on great conversations there. So I would make that 3 for 3. And it's kind of 50-50 in the chat, too, which kind of surprises me. So, all right, Ricky, what do you have? Give us one. Would you rather?
Okay, so I am going to go because I stayed at one of the Disney resorts that's not at Walt Disney World. I am going to open it up to two other resorts that are not at Walt Disney World. So would you rather stay at Disney's Hilton Head or at Disney's Vero Beach? So, Mike, which one would you rather do?
Honestly, I think I would rather do Hilton Head just for the fact that I've never been to that part of the country. You know, South Carolina, I've heard that it's a really beautiful area. I'm not a big golfer, but I may try to golf there. And I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of either one of these because I think that when I look back at, and you can, you know, you have firsthand knowledge of this now, getting back from Alani, that, you know, when you're at the parks at Walt Disney World and, you know, you're at the Walt Disney World Resort, you're drawn to the parks no matter what, you know. But the one time that we went before a cruise and we did not have tickets, we got to relax and we got to just, you know, just see things that we don't make the time for, where I think that going to Vero Beach or Hilton Head would give me the opportunity to just take in the activities and the resort itself and not worry about rushing from place to place, just actually relaxing on a vacation. But I think Hilton Head, it's pretty intriguing because I want to go to South Carolina sometime. Never been in that area of the country, but it looks beautiful. So I go Hilton Head.
All right, Pam, what about you?
I'm actually going Hilton Head too because I've been there and I really adore it. I think it's just a really cool place to relax and hang out. I think that there are lots of activities in that area, and I really enjoyed, you know, some of the things that they have to offer. They do, you know, dolphin excursions and things like that. There's just a lot of cool things to do. I love being able to drive over and take advantage of the beach house there at Hilton Head. It's just a really cool location and just kind of a unique thing for Disney. I realize that Vero sits right there on the beach, but I just, you know, like the idea of what Hilton Head has to offer, and that's my choice.
So would you do,
so
Ricky?
I agree. I would actually, granted, I haven't done Vero, but I think I'd rather go to Hilton Head. I love that it has sort of that campy, outdoorsy feel of kind of like the Wilderness Lodge. It reminds me of, not obviously in scope of the main check-in area, because the check-in area is very tiny at Hilton Head, but just the feel of the outside kind of has that campy feel to it. It kind of feels a little like, you know, Port Orleans or something like that. It's very, very rustic, but for some reason that just appeals to me. And you do have the beach right there, and the fact that you can take the, you know, the bus, or that you can walk it or bike it or however you want to get to the beach. So there is at least a beach there. And I just love the outdoorsy feel of it, which is a very strange thing for me to say because I'm not an outdoorsy girl whatsoever. But I think it's a great resort. And like you said, Pam, you can do excursions, you can do s'mores, you've got the great pool area. It's just a fantastically relaxing resort. So I am going to go with Hilton Head.
And Hilton Head took the day in the Facebook Live chat too, so we're like all in agreement here. But I hear Vero is really nice, but
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't sneeze at staying at Vero.
No, me neither. Hey, you want to send me there? I'm there, man. Just tell me. I'll meet you there. I'll pack my bag.
Exactly.
All right, Pam, what do you got? I know you've been thinking on this one for 3 days. So what do you have? At least three minutes.
So here's this. Would you rather do a 7-night Walt Disney World trip with no ability to go into the parks? So you cannot go into any of the main theme parks. Or a 4-night trip where you can go into the parks. I know. I tried to make it challenging.
You're handicapping this thing. You're like, it's like handicapping in football, because if you keep it equal, it's not as easy.
I know. So, Ricky, what do you say?
I think I'm going to go with the 4 nights in the park because that's essentially kind of what Brian and I do anyway when we take our weekend trips. So it's, very familiar. And now Brian would probably choose the 7 nights at the hotel because, he likes to relax on vacation, but I'm making the decision. So I'm going 4 nights in the parks. So, that's kind of, I'm the decision maker on vacation. So, he got to decide Maui. So I get to decide Walt Disney World.
I get it. All right, Mike, what about you?
No, I'm going 7 nights outside the parks. And I think the idea that you are not allowed to go into the parks, that intrigues me. Because the thing is, if I can bail out and I have an annual pass and I tell myself, I'm really going to relax, I'm not going to focus on the parks this trip, you're always just sucked right into the park, And all of a sudden you're there at rope drop and you're there at 11:30, wishes has been over for an hour and a half and you're still in the park and you're exhausted and you're like, man, what happened to vacation? I was going to chill this time. Where I think if you really pick the right resort down at Walt Disney World and got creative and using your time and your afternoons, your evenings, your mornings to try new things, maybe go for a walk around the resort, maybe, just go see the boardwalk one afternoon and play putt-putt one night, or, just take Disney transportation from here to there but not go in the parks. I think that would be a really new way to kind of revitalize what your expectations and experiences are down at Walt Disney World. So I think that'd be a fun adventure. So I'd go 7 nights without the parks.
Yeah, that's what I would do too. I was really thinking about it. And my line of thinking is almost exactly like yours, Mike. As many times as I'm like, okay, we're going to focus on things outside the parks and really soak up everything that we need to. And some trips we do a better job of it than others. But I always walk away. Honestly, I walk away more often than not wishing I had spent more time at my resort as opposed to more time in the parks. There's usually something where I'm like, I really wish I would have had the opportunity to do that, or I really wish we would have made a point to spend more time doing, whatever, even if it's just the pool or whatnot. And I think that's, a product of a few things, the fact that we get to, visit so often, but it's also a product of the fact that I want to have that relaxing time with my family. And while the parks are fun and all of that, it's more stimulating and maybe not, it's still relaxing, but it's not as relaxing as other things can be. So that's me too.
Totally agree. All right. I have an ADR to give away right now for your party size, whichever, 3 or 2, whatever you need. It's Be Our Guest or it's Akershus. Ricky, which one are you taking from me?
Oh, gosh.
It's dinner, by the way, for both.
I think I am going to choose Akershus, but only because I've never been.
Really? You've never been to Akershus?
I have never been to Akershus. Huh. So, I know, poor deprived little Ricky, right? I've never been there. So, I think that would be the one I would choose at this moment, just because I haven't been. So.
All right. Pam, what are you taking?
So I'm going to pick Akershus too, because it has been a while since I've been there. And it's probably not something that I would choose on my own, just because that's just not the spot I'm in. So I think I'm going to choose Akershus because I want to see the characters and just experience what it's like right now.
Yeah, I'm going Akershus as well, just because I really love the food there because it is quite unusual. You have the buffet there, the cold, I don't know, just kind of crazy stuff, the fishes and like the cheeses and kind of some macaroni salad type things. I mean, it's good. I like it. It's crazy stuff. It's not your typical like cold food bar, but I'll take it. And, you know, the hot items off the menu are pretty good. And you got characters. You got princesses everywhere. So, you know, it's a favorite of dads everywhere, I think, you know, and little girls that like to get their pictures with Belle and Cinderella. And who else is there? Ariel. There's usually five. Jasmine's there sometimes. Who am I missing? Who's one of the mainstays there? Snow White, right? Cinderella.
Sure. Yeah,
so they're all there. They're all there. You know, Ricky, you haven't been there, but you've probably written five blogs about it. So, all right, Ricky, give us another. What are you going to take? Or give us a would you rather.
I'm going to like kind of steal this from chat, but I'm going to morph it a little bit. So would you rather spend 7 nights on the Disney Dream, or would you rather spend 7 nights on the Disney Magic? Mike.
The Dream of the Magic, 7-night cruise. For me personally, again, it's all about your circumstances. I'm taking the Magic because I've been on the Magic since the 1990s, since the first season of the Disney Cruise Line. So I'd like to check out that ship. It's been so long, and there's something about the classic ships. I mean, I can't say that because you know me, I'm a homer with Disney stuff. But you know, if I was going to take the, you know, I'd say the Dream Class ships are awesome. But there's also something to be said for the classic ships, and they're more intimate. You don't have as many guests on the ship. It's been newly reimagined. I've never done the Aqua Dunk. I've never tried the new restaurant, Cariocas, I believe that's what it's called, with the Brazilian flair. So, I just like that new experience. I like to try new things. So I'd definitely go 7 on the Magic at this point in my life.
All right, Pam, what do you think?
I'm going 7 on the Dream. I've just been on the Magic recently, been there on there a couple times. And I think for longer trips, I really prefer the new ships. I think there's just more things to do, some more public spaces. I want to, especially on the 7-night cruise, you actually have time to take advantage of some of those amenities. So I'm going with that.
All right. So I'm going to go on the Magic, and it's kind of like what Mike said. I've never done the Magic before, so I would like to experience, you know, a different ship. We've obviously done the Dream, 3 times now? So it would be interesting to see and compare and contrast because I've never been on one of the smaller ships. So I'm going to go with the Magic. But I don't think I could do the Aqua Dunk. Like, that scares the ever-living crud out of me. So
you know what they should have done? They should have. I thought about this. This was like a few weeks ago. I don't know why I was thinking about the Aqua Dunk and the Magic, but they should have themed it to the Tower of Terror, and it could have been the Tower of Terror at sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it look like kind of like a hotel tube, and they just drop, you know, like, you know, that could have been. Maybe it wouldn't fit the beautiful exterior of the ships, but that would be kind of cool. It's like the Tower of Terror at sea, for one. I don't know. That's how my brain works. I was probably supposed to be doing lesson plans or something. Who knows?
That's okay. It's cool.
All right, Pam, give us another.
All right, so this is a would you rather with 3 choices instead of 2. Sorry, but there's no other way to do it. Okay,
here we go.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to be at a deluxe resort. You're staying for 4 nights, and you have to decide, are you going to stay at beach club, yacht club, or boardwalk? Mike, what about you?
I'm going beach club because I just like that theme. I like Stormalong Bay. I got beaches and cream right there, but I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how excited I am to get to stay at Boardwalk for the first time for Marathon Weekend on our big group rate that we have with the Magic for Less. And one of the reasons, this is dumb, I'll admit it, but Ample Hills being right there and ESPN. I mean, like, you got burgers, fries, nachos, and the best ice cream on property at your resort. I mean, come on now. And plus, I mean, it's a deluxe resort. The race is going to come right by on Saturday and Sunday. It's right in the middle of the action. So as much as I'm pumping up and excited for Boardwalk, overall, I think I'm still a beach club kind of guy because of Stormalong Bay and no scary clowns that you get spat out of, on the slide. So, Ricky, what do you say?
Yeah, I think I'm. God, we all sound so similar, and I
think
why
we're a team.
We've been friends for so long. Yeah, I'm also going beach club. Although I have to say, I do love the yacht club, and I think that they have some great restaurants and stuff like that. But the beach club, there's just something about it. I guess it's because it's one of my first favorite resorts. And you do have beaches and cream. You do have, of course, the pool. You can always walk across to Ample Hills if you need another kind of ice cream, or ESPN, or you can go to Flying Fish, or you can go, you know, like go to, you know, the Abracadabra Bar. So you have options that you can walk to. So I'm okay with that. And I just think that it's just, there's something about it. It's the smell. The only thing that I wish that they had that was just a little bit better is I wish they had a better food court. But that's it. Like so beach club. Beach club.
And Wendy says anything but the clown.
Yes. No scary clowns.
Just close your eyes. All right, Pam, what are you gonna take?
So it's funny because I'm going beach
Gosh,
club
we really
too.
Have
this
like,
is bad. We
have the
did
same
not plan
mind.
This.
I swear it's scary.
Well, I think we may all be sharing it, which could be good or bad.
That could very well be true.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the reason why is the rooms have been recently redone. We had a good picture blog over on the Magic for Less Travel with photos of those updated rooms. But I think they did a really fantastic job when they remodeled those rooms, renovated them, whatever they wanted to call them. Soft goods, change out, whatever. Anyways, they look great. And I know that they're going to be working on the Yacht Club soon too. And the Boardwalk is actually getting that done as well. But the rooms of the beach club look great. My family loves Stormalong Bay. We have a couple spots that we now consider our own when we go to sit by the pool. I will not share them at this point. And so I know, right? After you've stayed there like 100 times, then you get to know them. But anyways, we like it. I think it's just a cool environment. Hannah gets Hurricane Hannah is Hannah's namesake. Yeah. So anyways, love that. But it's just, I love the location and I love the theming. And I, you know, there's, given the choice, that's where I stay a lot. So Yacht Club or Beach Club, but I prefer Beach Club, really.
So wait, now how old is, let's see, the Yacht and the Beach Club, when did they open? And then Hurricane Hannah's, and how old is Hannah? I just wondering if you had a drink out. I'm connecting the dots again as I
Yes, exactly.
And Casey, before I get any more trouble, Casey in our live Facebook chat's mentioning the Yacht Club because the yacht and the beach share a lot of the amenities, just like Stormalong Bay. But he says he likes the boat dock being right out the back door of a Yacht Club. So, yeah. You know, really not a wrong answer for any of these.
No, it's not. But it's one of our constant dilemmas because we typically stay in the Epcot, you know, section, so, or the Epcot resort. So,
and Sarah just hopped in saying one of her dreams is to stay at the Boardwalk. Me too. And it's going to happen over a Marathon weekend. I don't know if I'm more excited for Dopey or that.
Yeah, we still do have good rates for
yes,
that,
we
by
do.
The way.
I know.
Just wanted to mention, they won't be available for, well, we'll probably have another month or so, but if you're traveling down there during that time, stop by and request a quote because the rates are good. We're not allowed to say how good they are.
Yeah,
but they're good.
Let me just say I booked it. Ooh. So personally, so you know, I splurged. That's all I can
Crazy
say.
Crazy Eddie.
That's it. No, I'm staying there, so I'm just telling you something. I'm not a big spender. So anyway, let's go one more time around the horn here. One more time. Here's what we got. So we have $1,000 gift certificate that can be redeemed at either Mouse Gears at Epcot or the Emporium on Main Street, USA. You have $1,000 gift certificate. Neither one of them, well, I'm not going to even give more than that. So, Pam, I'm going to let you go first. Where would you take advantage of this gift certificate?
So, I'm going to go to Mouse Gear, even though it smells like the sewer.
Well, you get a 10% discount because of the odor. So, you get, you know, a little bit
more. Wonder that sometimes when I'm buying a piece of clothing there, I'm like, am I gonna have to like air this out to get the smell from this? But anyways, I'm going to Mouse Gear. I think Mouse Gear has a great selection. I seem to find things there that I don't find other places sometimes, every now and then, not everything of course, because there's a lot of duplication, but there's always some little tidbit that I pick up there that I haven't been able to find in other places. So I am going to Mouse Gear.
And when I say the Emporium, I mean the whole left side of Main Street, USA. Would that change your answer all the way down to Casey's? Yeah. Anything changing?
No, it wouldn't change it. I'm still going the same place.
Okay. Okay, Ricky, what are you doing?
Yeah, I am actually going to the Emporium. I can't. That smell at the Scare, man. I just can't.
Use the app. Use the app. Just stand outside and use the app.
Oh, no. Like,
send in a runner to look for things it. And then hold them up to the door.
Yeah, right. I'll have to put a clothespin on my nose or something because I can't. It smells so bad over there. So I will go in occasionally. But I find that the setup over there is also kind of convoluted sometimes. So, I mean, yeah, eventually I'll find, you know, what I'm looking for, but I seem to have a little more trouble. Whereas obviously the Emporium is a straight shot. So, you know, you're going to find something or what you're looking for at some point, you know, in a straight shot. So I'm going the Emporium. It doesn't smell.
All right, I'm going, and I'm going to bear it and just go in and go to Mouse Gears and use it because, you know, they have a really good, there's a few things that I really enjoy shopping for there. First of all, they tend to have quite a few retro Epcot t-shirts, which I think are pretty cool, which are becoming more common on the Shop Disney Parks app, or maybe not even that. Yeah. Maybe it's just, where are they selling those, Ricky? Is it the Disney store? They're coming out with a lot more retro stuff.
It's a Disney Parks store. Yeah.
So, I mean, that stuff's becoming a lot more popular than it was, say, 2 years ago. But I like shopping that. I also like they have a, you know, really good men's kind of t-shirt aisle, you know, just theme park shirts, Disney golf, Disney running. Over on that one wall, kind of, well, you know, the place is kind of circular, but it's near some of the registers. I enjoy that. And they do have kind of knickknacks on that other side of the store. You know, you got all your plushes and your home goods, and it's just a fun store to walk around. I think I could drop $1,000 in there a lot quicker than maybe on the Emporium, because the Emporium has stuff, but it's more like touristy, trinkety stuff, where I think I could get like more clothing and bang for my buck over at Mouse Gears. I think. I don't know.
Oh, dang it. Now you're making me want to change my mind and, you know, put the clothespin on my nose and go in Mouse Gear.
Well, you're going to have a lot of trinkets.
I do think you're right. I feel like that it is a little more trinkety now that you mention it over at the Emporium. So.
All right. Well, Ricky, you're up. I think your mic's coming a little loose, so watch your wire there. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. So I am going to, I think it's been a while since we did this one. So you have the choice of seeing the Canada film, the France film, or the China film. And you can only choose one. Which one would you choose at this moment right now? So Mike.
Oh, definitely the China film. I love the, a wave of the hand and I am gone. And he's gone. And all of a sudden you're standing in darkness. What is his name? I love that film. When it comes on Magical Mouse Radio, I love it. He's the Marco Polo of the East. Or he said, you know, some kind of play on words because somebody got to Venice or, I don't know, somewhere early. I love that film. I love visiting China. You know, I know it's kind of dated, but it's still impressive because there's so many people in there. And I wonder, you know, this is just how I see things in life. Like, I see the people in those films. It's something about kind of changing the subject here real quick. When I ride Living with the Land, okay, and you come to that very last scene where it shows those kind of pictures like lighting up and disappearing on your left of the boat. And there's one of, and I don't know, this is so weird. There's one of like an Oriental, like grandpa and a little boy.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, for one thing, and I know this isn't morbid, but I wonder if like that grandpa's still alive. And I wonder like what became of that boy, like what is their story? You know how many people have seen that picture? And like I wonder because
it's true.
I've never met them.
The one that I
them.
Wonder about is the girl with the red beret on. And, you know, I wonder about her.
There's something wrong with us. Totally wrong with us. But I wonder
there is, because I've totally done the same thing. I'm like,
I would just like to know, like, what's their story? Like, you know, what has that little boy become in life? You know, or, you know, is the grandpa still with us? Like, you know, what's the relationship? Like, I know I'm thinking way too deep into Living with the Land. I know it's stupid, but I just wonder, you know, stuff like that. When you see like China movie, you know, like you have so many people there, you know, with all the cultural experiences that you're trying to get in this 12-minute film, you know, how real is that? How authentic is that? And how much of that goes on? You know, is that staged? Is it not? But it's still, you know, Walt Disney World's about suspending belief and taking yourself there. So I see the best in people. And so I would say China. I love that film. I know way too long of an answer. So take it away, Pam.
So I'm going to see the France movie in France, Impressions de France. Because I, first of all, I really enjoy the music in that movie. I swear, you know, at some point, someday, they'll probably update that movie and change the soundtrack. And I'll be sad. But hey, it'll be on Magical Mouse Radio. And
there you go.
We may be getting Live 365
yes,
back.
Yes, yes. Awesome. I know. God, I'm so excited. Let's hope that happens.
So anyways, but I really do. There's just so much great music in it. And really, it shows some fantastic places in France. Although I've been to some of them, I haven't been to all of them. And so then it's like, oh, so anyways, there's so many places I want to see there. And I just, plus it has seats. Hello. As my final, the final part of my answer is, it's the only movie in the World Showcase that does have seats. The other two are, of course, 360 degrees and you stand throughout. So I'm going to do France.
They're lean rails, as Robin Williams used to say in Timekeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. All right, yeah, that was a good one, though. All right, Ricky, what you got?
So I'm gonna do the Canada film. So I'm gonna circle all three. We got all three there. You know, there's always something about seeing Martin Short with his horrible plastic surgery.
Oh, she called him out.
She did. I know. You see my hair right now. If you're watching on Martin Facebook Live,
Short
it's not much better.
He used to love our podcast.
He did. Yeah. Now I'm calling him out for his bad plastic surgery.
Dang.
It's fine. Whatever. But there's just something about it. I think that I like that it's a little more lighthearted and fun. I mean, it's obviously goofy and it's Martin Short, so, you know, it's going to be goofy, but I just think that it shows the beauty of Canada in a fun way and it doesn't take itself too seriously, which I think, you know, most people understand that, you know, whereas I think, you know, obviously the France film is it's very beautiful, but definitely takes itself way serious, but you know, that's just me. So I actually haven't seen the France film in a while, so maybe I need to go back.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ricky. He was going to be on, Martin Short was going to be on a Monday Trip Report show here coming up.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Marty.
Ricky,
we still like
it.
You, Marty.
Yeah, I know. We're still on Wednesday night. I'll talk to you, Martin.
Okay, that's good. You probably just got a bunch of people excited, like, oh my gosh, Martin Short's going to be on.
No, that's not going to happen. All right, Pam, close us out. We've been going too long this last 5 minutes or so. So put us out of our mercy. What's the last one?
Okay, so you're celebrating a special occasion and you want to eat at a dining location where you can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks. So are you going to be at, I'm only giving you two. So are you going to be at the California Grill or are you going to go to Narcoossee's? Ricky.
I think this is tough. I think I'm going to go to the California Grill. I have no reason behind it. It's just the first one that really popped in my head of where I'd rather go. So I think I'd be fine going to either one, to be perfectly honest. But, I haven't done either. So I think California Grill is my first inclination. So that's what
you haven't ever done either?
I have never done either. So
okay. I'm texting you.
Sorry. I fail at Disney. Apparently I should not be a Disney podcaster because I've never been to California Grill or, you know, Narcoossee's. So I'm done.
All right, Mike, how about you?
Well, see, I've never been to Narcoossee's, but I have been to California Grill, and I would always take that view because, you know, not only can you see Wishes there, but you can see, over to Epcot, you can see Illuminations. You could see basically the scope of the Disney World property. So it's gorgeous up there, and it's especially if you can be up there during a sunset. It's just Florida's a beautiful place, and that's a beautiful vista. So I would say California Grill every time.
Awesome. I'm going to choose California Grill too, actually. I enjoy Narcoossee's, but I really like California Grill. Like you mentioned, the view's fantastic. I like their menu a little better. I think they have a few more choices and it's just kind of a cool place to be and love celebrating a special event there. So that's what I'm going to pick.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for dropping in here on a Friday playing Would You Rather with us. The game continues right now on Facebook, so drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We're going to put some of these up for you Friday because we know you're just goofing off at work anyway.
Nobody
so,
works on
yeah, it's exactly. You know, it's probably Friday afternoon. Even better, you know, everybody's gone. You're the only one in your office. So come on, just drop by and drop your 2 cents and let us know which you would rather pick out of these situations. And feel free to add your own. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And like I said at the top of the show, it's not too late to get down there for the Food and Wine Festival. It just kicked off this week. And, you know, you might not have a fall trip on the docket yet. But hey, the agents over at the Magic for Less can fix that error. They can get you on the books. They're going to get you down there. Hey, you might want to book an Epcot area resort. So you're going to stroll over to Epcot, have some great snacks, some great beverages, and head back to your resort and have a magical weekend. Maybe a whole week. Who knows? You know, they can take care of whatever you need. And they're it's a free service to you. They have first-rate agents. They care about their guests just like it was their own trip. So check them out. You are not going to be disappointed when you work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. When you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at AmeriPriseAdvisors.com/drew.baker. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BeOurGuestMike. And, of course, drop by our Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And don't forget, when you're missing Walt Disney World, we've got the cure. It's Magical Mouse Radio. So stop by MagicalMouseRadio.com. All right, time to get looking out that front window, checking for those brown trucks, maybe a FedEx truck, who knows? Because it is like Santa coming on his sleigh. It's iPhone release day, so you know where I'll be, and I'll be tweeting up some pictures here very soon. But as always, we appreciate you supporting our podcast. Hope you had a good time today, and of course, we hope you have a great weekend. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a terrific weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.